Hi everyone, SaneMane here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Terry on Subscribestar, and here's what he has to say. Hi SaneMane, when I graduated from high school, the girlfriend whom I dated for 2 years decided to break up after graduation. She then went to college in the same city I went to college in and became pregnant by her drug dealer. I found out years later she became an elementary school teacher and raised her kid to become a hooker. I was 16 when I met her. I'd lost my mother the year before to cancer, so you might say I was still very reserved at that age when I met her that summer. You can say that brought me out of my shell, and we seemed to have hit it off like a summer fling. She was a girl that practically was a virgin, and took me to bed. So I dated her and was heading to college, a college that gave me a scholarship to go there. She was so mad because I received that scholarship, and she didn't, so she broke it off with me, even though our two schools were in the same small city. My sophomore year, while getting groceries, she came into the same store that I was in, and I noticed that she was pregnant. Her roommate came up to me and said she became pregnant from her drug dealer that left her and would like to get back together with me. I told that roommate absolutely not, and checked out and went back to my apartment. Unquote. Well, Terry, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. It's the old romantic story of alpha male boy lays and college beta boy pays. With his scholarship money, no doubt. When she first broke up with you, was that the real reason? Her being jealous of you getting a scholarship while she didn't? Or was that just an excuse that she told you as plausible deniability because she was already dating Mr. Drugs and got pregnant by him? I doubt it, because when you're an 18-year-old girl in high school that's already been in a 2-year-long relationship, you really want to start riding the cock carousel, and the 2 years of dating the same guy in high school is an eternity. I'll discuss more in just a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to women using stupid reasons to dump you so they can ride the Rooster Roller Coaster Clown World show. So Terry, it's fitting that she tried to rope you back in with hope after she was dumped by the same man that sold her dope. I'm glad you didn't take her back after she made the mistake of getting pregnant and wrecking her education. She would have also wrecked your future, and I suspect the only person that would have benefited from you taking her back would have been the kid that ended up becoming a hooker. I find it hilarious how women expect men to sacrifice our lives for children that aren't even theirs. That women have zero shame asking you to do that when they would probably never do the same for you. Well, that's not fair. A while back, I was talking to a guy on Skype that has 7 kids, and he got full custody of them from his wife through a miracle of legal magic. He ended up getting a girlfriend, and she's helping him raise those kids. I didn't think to tell him this at the time, but there are some women out there that will take on a guy that has that many kids and raise the kids as their own, because then they have 7 kids that are emotionally attached to them to some degree. Meaning that at some point in the future, when she's old, she has more people to shame and guilt into helping her. But that's the exception and not the rule. Most women don't want to take care of someone else's kids unless they have some sort of issues. In high school, I suggest guys date girls for a few months at a time, and then move on to another woman. 2 months seems like forever when you're that age, and dating someone for 2 years while in high school is the equivalent of a 5 to 10 year long relationship when you're an adult, with regards to your perception of time. Terry, maybe this woman figured that she was going to go to college and get plowed by as many guys as possible, and then when she was done, she would get back together with you. But the pregnancy was just something that was unexpected, and she was hoping to pawn the kid off on you. You mentioned that you were reserved when you met her, and you probably weren't a risk taker like Mr. Drugs. And you probably didn't give her drama and tingles the way that a drug dealer gave her from the constant risk of being captured by the police, and self-confidence from breaking the law and being courageous enough to face those consequences. Face it, you weren't as exciting as a dangerous man that was breaking the law that was confident enough not to care about it. Her roommate that came and told you that she wanted to get back together with you was just doing her dirty work for her. She didn't even have the nerve to come up to you and ask you herself to get cucked. That shows everyone just how little respect she really had for you, that she couldn't do it directly. Her roommate was probably also sick and tired of having to deal with her morning sickness, but she couldn't exactly tell her that she didn't want to be her roommate anymore to a pregnant woman because that would make her look like a monster. So her next best chance to get out of the bad situation before the baby showed up was to get you to move in with her instead. Come to think of it, maybe she wasn't even all that gung-ho to get back together with you, but it was all the roommate's idea to pass her problem down to you. That's how women think. They don't want to take agency for a decision. Instead, they just present you with a choice and hope you make the choice that hurts you, but ends up helping them. This is one of the most insidious ways that a woman can destroy your life. To present you with a choice that leads to your destruction indirectly, therefore absolving themselves from guilt. Again, it wouldn't surprise me if her roommate was trying to do that to better her own situation. Birds of a feather flock together. Plus, if you did choose to get together with your pregnant ex, then her roommate would always guilt you in the future to do things for her. Because after all, she was the one that told you that she wanted you back in the first place. Then you'd be cucked by your ex with a future hooker in her belly, and you'd also owe her roommate favors in the future. You would be more likely to feel obligated to both of them. With women, it's never enough. A while back, a friend of mine told me that his mother bought a gift for his sister for her birthday and told her that it was actually from him. Then she actually bought him something for his birthday. They never exchanged gifts with each other before, and now he's pretty much stuck obligated for life because his mother got involved. I told him when his sister's birthday comes up and he's now expected to purchase a gift for her to call his mother out on the bullshit and tell her that he never wanted to exchange gifts and he knows what she did, and that she's the one that's going to have to buy gifts for his sister, her daughter, or otherwise he's going to tell her sister that the mother was the one that did this in the first place. His sister will then understand why he supposedly bought her a gift out of the blue after decades of not exchanging presents during birthdays, and understand that it was all the mother's doing, and that he should also tell his sister to expect a gift from his mother on his behalf in the future. You can't let this sort of shit slide. It's a disgusting level of manipulation women go through to stack the social credit chips in their favor. Is it any wonder that the world is moving towards a social credit score system, as the world becomes increasingly gynocentric? A social credit score is one that women understand, so they're going to be the ones that'll do a lot better at it because they're already keeping score. Now they want to formalize it with technology. God forbid that we ever get to the point where there's actually a social credit system where people can rate other people the way you see with regards to Yelp. Women will give each other thumbs up all the time and give thumbs down to all the men that they find unattractive. The majority of men won't really give anyone a thumbs up or a thumbs down, unless they get angry at all the women and start giving every woman they run into a negative review, until women strike back and review the individual man into a massive negative number. In a system like that, the men would become second-class citizens. Yet most people would still embrace it and take it. As for Terry, I think I've exhausted the story you gave me, and there's not much more I can say. I just want to spend the rest of this video discussing the coof, and I shared a video a while back called Accepting That You Don't Have a Country Anymore, or something along those lines. I spoke about the possibility of leaving Canada if things got hot up here, and I finally decided what hot actually means. Right now they're mandating that most government workers like teachers, doctors, nurses, and first responders have to get the jab to keep their job. Also, private companies are doing the same, and I know about 10 people that are anti-jab that are about to basically have to put their principles to the test and say either yes or no to the jab. The border with the USA opened up on September 21st, and my thinking is that if I can't have a bank account or buy groceries without getting jabbed here, I think I'll be taking a long holiday in the United States. Because, you know, the next thing after governments impose such draconian restrictions in Kanakistan is the possibility they will use force on the citizens in order to get it. I can go down to the States on vacation and make some travel videos. And after 6 months, if the Canadian government forces me to get the jab, or enter a nice government camp for the unvaccinated, perhaps I'll apply for sanctuary in the United States. I'm really hoping it doesn't come to that, but it wouldn't hurt to apply. But I know my limit when it comes to leaving. When your government tells you that you can't eat or bank anymore unless you're jabbed, that's not coercion. That's life or death force, and it requires that you either fight your government or that you leave. Canadians won't fight, and every person that gets jabbed then becomes like your enemy and begins to look at you as dirty and diseased, and then you need to be cleansed with a never-ending stream of boosters. Protesting doesn't work, lowering up rarely works, and fighting the system when no one else wants to fight with you just won't work either. The only two countries worth being in right now that fight this are Australia and America. since I can't really get across the Pacific easily right now because flying in and out of Canada requires a jab, the only option would be the United States. To do so, all I'd have to do is put all my cash into crypto, including stablecoins, if I got unbanked in Canada. I'm really hoping it doesn't come to that, but what other options do we have at this point? Going up into Northern Ontario and surviving alone, evading the authorities, just won't cut it. The problem is that in Canada, the weather is unforgiving, and I can always leave the United States and fly to Europe as I have a passport over there, so long as I don't need to get a jab to get on a plane in the United States, which may be coming as well. Or I can go down to Mexico and apply to live there, as I have enough financial assets to qualify to be down there as well, and they won't have any jab restrictions in that country either. I can't believe all the stuff I have to do to avoid this. I feel like it's the eve of the Second World War, and I need to find my way out of Germany before Mr. Mustache comes after me. The people during the 1930s and 40s couldn't carry their wealth and gold out of the country. But we today can with crypto. It's the one last lifeboat to help us escape with nothing but a shirt on our backs and millions of bucks in our minds. Please share your thoughts on my latest musings about escaping the potential COVID camps of Canada in the comments section below. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Terry for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that your ex was getting smashed by a drug dealer that made her tingle. But when he left her, she wanted you back because she knew you'd work hard and your pockets would jingle. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that do you favors so they can take advantage of you later on away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.